Chapter 38. When Jesse stepped through the emergency room doors at Paradise General, he spotted Harlan Salter IV pacing a bare spot in the green carpeting of the waiting area. To Salter's left sat Monty Bernstein on an orange fabric sofa that looked like it was from the Jetsons. Smartphone in hand, he seemed oblivious of his employer as he scrolled through his messages. Suitcase Simpson was leaning against a nearby wall, inhaling a donut and sipping coffee out of a foam cup. It was an odd picture of three men all there for the same reason, but with different levels of investment in that reason. Jesse ducked behind a corner, waiting for Suit to look up from his coffee. When he did, Jesse waved to get his attention, gesturing for Suit to come over to where he was standing.
"Hey, Jesse," said Suit, a relieved smile on his face. "Molly told me you were heading this way."
"What happened?"
"An anonymous tip came in to the desk about 90 minutes ago that we should send a car over to Kennedy Memorial Park. Male voice," Molly says, "with an odd kind of accent."
"Odd how?" Jesse said.
"Odd is what she said."
Suit shrugged his broad shoulders.
"Guess you'd need to ask her."
"Anything else?"
Molly was going to ignore it, but about 5 minutes later she got a 911 from a jogger in Kennedy Memorial, screaming about coming across some drunk college kid, nude and passed out on the side of the Whalebone Trail. You know that trail, Jesse?
The one that winds through the woods up to Humpback Hill?
That's the one. Molly sent me over to have a look, and I found the Salter kid semi-conscious, just off the trail.
What's his medical condition?
Badly broken nose, broken ankle, possible broken jaw, cuts, bruises, a broken toe. Looks like he's been zapped with a taser-like weapon more than a few times.
He say anything to you?
He was pretty out of it, Jesse. He was mumbling about the Penworth girl, asking if she was alive.
What did you say?
Told him to keep calm and that there was an ambulance coming for him, that we would have a chance to talk after the doctors looked him over.
Anything else? Jesse said.
I asked him who did this to him.
And?
Suit screwed up his round face. All he kept saying was that it was a different trunk.
A different trunk?
That's what it sounded like to me, Jesse. A different trunk.
You did good, Suit. Go get another cup of coffee. I want to talk to the father and the lawyer. When you get back, I want you to stay here with them. Don't crowd them, but keep your eyes open. You understand?
I understand. You want something, Jesse? Coffee?
No, thanks. Go ahead. Don't take too long. I have a feeling the father won't be very talkative.
Suit nodded and headed for the cafeteria. Jesse walked over to the waiting area.
"Mr. Salter, Mr. Bernstein," Jesse said. "I hear Ben is here."
Salter was terse.
"No thanks to your department."
Monty Bernstein rolled his eyes for Jesse to see.
"Obviously, Chief Stone, my client is in an agitated state because of the condition Ben was found in. I'm sure you understand."
"I do. Sounds like he had it pretty rough.
Other than his nose, jaw, and ankle, have the doctors updated you?"
Salter was certainly agitated.
"They beat and tortured my son. They shocked him, for goodness sakes."
That got Jesse's attention.
"They?"
Salter was confused.
"What?"
"You said they beat and tortured your son. Who is they, Mr. Salter?"
Bernstein answered for his client.
"It's a figure of speech, Chief Stone."
"Jesse."
"Jesse," the lawyer said.
"Paradise is a first-name department, I forgot.
In any case, I don't think my client was referring to anyone or any group specifically, but rather to the man or men who might have held Ben captive these last few days."
"Did the doctors give you any indication of when he might be able to speak?"
Salter glared at his lawyer.
"I am not sure my client is willing to risk traumatizing his son any further at this point, Jesse. Ben's obviously been through a lot, and I'm not even sure he's aware of Miss Penworth's death."
"I can understand your client's position, but a murder was committed here. An 18-year-old college freshman lost her life here, probably because she was with your client's son," Jesse said, for Harlan Salter's benefit.
"And I'm sorry about Ben's condition, but as soon as he can talk, I'm going to talk to him."
Salter exploded, bumping his chest into Jesse.
"No, you most certainly are not. You're not going to say a word to my son, and my son will not speak to you. Is that clear?"
Salter poked Jesse with the stem of his ever-present pipe.
"The minute he is well enough to travel, I'm having him transferred to Tufts Medical. Mr. Bernstein, did your client just assault an officer of the law?
That stopped Salter mid-sentence.
I don't believe that would constitute assault, Bernstein said, stepping between Stone and Salter. As I stated, Jesse, my client is understandably upset over the condition of his son.
Fair enough, Counselor, but I'm putting you both on notice that if you attempt to move Ben Salter out of my jurisdiction before I have a chance to interview him, I will arrest everyone involved, including your client's son. Remember, injuries or no injuries, Ben Salter is still the prime suspect in a homicide investigation. He is, at minimum, a material witness.
Monty Bernstein felt Harlan Salter surging forward to get at Jesse. The lawyer turned and shepherded his client a few paces toward the rear of the waiting area. As he did, he leaned in close to Salter's ear.
Relax, Harlan, relax. He's goading you, and you're taking the bait. He senses that you know more than you're saying. Stop acting as if he's right, that you have something to hide.
We'll deal with his talking to Ben when the time comes. I will demand to be present, and will make sure Ben can't say anything that will complicate things. Now please, walk away, or at least sit down and let me handle this.
Salter smirked at his lawyer. We'll just see about that, he said, sitting down on the chair closest to him. We'll see.
Bernstein walked back to where Jesse Stone was standing. Okay, Jesse. My client has agreed to let you talk to his son when the doctors say that he is well enough to do so, and that it will not cause him any further damage. Mr. Salter also wants me to be present during the interview to act on his son's behalf.
Fine.
They shook hands. Jesse nodded at Harlan Salter and took a few steps to leave. He stopped, about-faced.
One more thing, gentlemen, Jesse said. When you're sure Ben is okay and he has moved up to a room, I'd like it if you could stop by my office. Tomorrow would be fine.
Monty Bernstein tilted his head at Jesse and squinted his eyes. For what possible purpose could you want us to come into your office?
For a chat, Bernstein said.
An official chat?
That depends, Counselor.
On what?
On your opinion of the food and service at Burt's All-Star Grill in Helton.
With that, Jesse Stone turned and left.